Today's Supreme Court ruling shelving President Obama's plan to shield millions of undocumented people from deportation, including children brought here illegally, would not have affected the estimated 10,000 Central American children who came to the U.S. in 2014. They were too late for the president's proposal, even if it was upheld. And federal immigration records show that half of the unaccompanied children still don't have legal representation. A lawsuit moving through the courts in Washington state aims to change that. Jude Jaffe Block from the Fronteras desk at KJZZ reports.
A new client is arriving at the Office of Public Counsel, a Los Angeles legal service organization, for the very first time. The client is a 14-year-old girl from Guatemala who only speaks Spanish. She allowed us to sit in as long as we don't use her name. She wears Converse sneakers with her school uniform. Her dark hair is piled in a top knot. And occasionally, she flashes a shy smile. She's here because she's one of the more than 60,000 unaccompanied children put in deportation proceedings after being caught at the U.S.-Mexico border in the last 2 years. And up until now, she was on track to be among the 40% of those kids who never find a lawyer to represent them.
¿Sabes qué es el procedimiento de inmigración?
The legal assistant asks the young girl, who's in middle school, if she knows the immigration court process. She nods.
El procedimiento es que nos tenemos que presentar a corte y no fallar.
The procedure is we have to show up to court. We can't miss it. And come with a lawyer to explain why we left our countries.
She says a relative in Guatemala was abusing her, so her family hired a smuggler so she could join her mother in L.A. She could be eligible for asylum or a special legal status for foreign children who were abused or abandoned. But winning those cases is complex. After she showed up in court 3 times without a lawyer, the immigration judge told her she had to find one to come to her next hearing in the fall.
He said it's September. I have to come to court with a lawyer. Otherwise, my mom will have to represent me.
But her mother, who works as a nanny, doesn't know immigration law or speak much English. And she couldn't afford to pay the thousands of dollars lawyers charge for these cases.
Nerviosa y asustada.
I felt nervous and scared because we hadn't found anyone who would help us.
Other free legal service providers were booked, but finally, after months of waiting, she made it off a long wait list to be represented by public counsel at no cost. It's one of the legal service organizations getting federal funds to do this work. Bobby Gregg of the Federal Office of Refugee Resettlement says there's a federal statute that requires her agency
to provide legal services for unaccompanied children to the extent practicable.
In the past, that meant giving children an orientation on their legal rights and putting some in touch with volunteer lawyers. But 2 years ago, when the number of child migrants surged, the agency began a pilot program to pay lawyers to represent a small portion of the kids. This year, the agency has a $54 million budget for all legal services for children.
We expect that with the funding we have available in this year, that we will be able to serve more unaccompanied children through direct representation than we were able to do in the pilot project, but unfortunately we cannot serve all of them.
8,000 kids will get free lawyers through the program this year. A few thousand more will be helped by other government initiatives. But more than 32,000 Central American kids have arrived in the U.S. since October. Judy London of Public Counsel, where the Guatemalan teenager is getting help, says it's still a lottery. Which kids get lawyers at no cost and which don't.
The problem is that every child deserves to have a fair immigration court proceeding, and that cannot happen without a lawyer.
Many of these cases are time-sensitive, since the window for some legal arguments, like child abandonment, can expire when a child turns 18. Immigration court data show the majority of kids without lawyers wind up skipping court and are ordered deported.
Until every child is guaranteed legal representation, there will not be fairness, and essentially children will remain at extreme risk.
In fact, that's the argument a federal lawsuit in Seattle is making. Stephen Kang of the American Civil Liberties Union is suing the federal government on behalf of child migrants.
The core claim in our case is that you cannot, consistent with the Constitution, put children in immigration court where they have to face off against trained government prosecutors without also providing the children lawyers of their own.
The government has argued there's no legal obligation to provide these children lawyers at taxpayer expense. But a judge recently denied the government's efforts to dismiss the case, and a trial is set for September. For Here and Now, I'm Jude Joffe Block.
And Jude's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics. And tomorrow, we'll look at why so many migrant children wind up in the hands of labor traffickers.